You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
For something we like to call Say Something Mean, these are the two nicest people in our office. And classic. So it's tough. That's the challenging part of this game.
It's very tough.
And a lot
of
people are like, well, what? That's terrible for you to say something mean. We have all this negativity in our world, and that's what you do.
Not here, though. We don't have that much negativity
in our
world.
Imaginary Karen.
We don't
that
have
calls
any,
you.
We don't have any negativity, so we have to produce our own.
That's right. Yeah, it's a bubble of happiness up in here.
So we got to bring it down somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so who's going first here?
I'll go first. Yeah.
All right, so Huey, you say something mean about Chelsea.
All right, I've been excited about this one, Chelsea. just immediately. So I don't know. You'll probably take this as a compliment. I don't know. Maybe not. But I love you very much, but you come off as a little bit of like a goody two shoes. You know, like I feel like.
Because I am!
You have like no edge. You're like if a teddy bear came to life.
No edge? Oh,
you're like,
not Ted the teddy bear.
Like a Care Bear. She's a Care Bear that came to life. But like, I don't know, I heard you curse. Like, I feel like for the first time the other day.
She's been cursing a lot lately.
Oh. Well, I heard you for the first time the other day, and it was like F word. It was like the first time, it seemed like the first time you ever tried it.
Every time I say it, it feels weird coming
out natural.
Of my mouth.
It's not natural.
I will agree with that.
It's like
that.
A baby deer standing for the first time. It was real rough.
It's like a giraffe on roller skates.
But I don't know. It's a good thing, Chelsea. You own it. It seems like you were probably like the friend in the group that was like, I don't know about this, guys.
Yeah, and I hate confrontation. Like, you're exactly right.
I knew it. You probably have like a set bedtime. You're like, I need to be to bed. It's 9 o'clock. You were just talking about falling asleep during Dune.
Yeah. I don't like to watch any scary movies, edgy movies.
This has become like a roast. I don't even know that this has gone beyond Something Mean.
I've been storing all these feelings.
Yeah.
But you just told me the other time we were on Say Something Mean that I sometimes get mad.
Well, you get
cubicle.
Mad, but it's hilarious. It's not threatening. It's like these little fits. Remember, it's Lil Tantrum.
Lil Tantrum. That was my rap name. Lil Timpa.
Yeah.
Lil Timpa.
Lil Timpa. Yeah, Lil Timpa. Yeah. That's
right.
What it was.
So the Care Bear can have a Lil Timpa.
The Care Bear has a Timpa.
Well, guess what, Huey? You have no edge either.
You're up. You have to say something mean about Huey. This is a tough challenge because you guys are say a lot of nice things. Maybe you don't when you go home, though.
No.
We were just talking about that. Our partners will probably disagree that we're
they're
the nicest people in the world.
You go home and they're like,
because we're completely ourselves around
That's
it.
That's right. We let our hair down.
Never going to believe what Fotch said to me off the air. I can't believe he used that word.
It was despicable.
Yeah. Okay. We're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can roast
I don't even know if this is really that much of a diss, but you scare me.
That's so mean. I scare you?
No. We're starting in the right direction.
Yeah,
you
why?
You scare me sometimes because you just pop up at my cubicle.
Yeah, I do.
And you have the lightest footsteps. You have like ballerina feet. Like lightest footsteps. And then I just see your head like, hey, Chelsea. And you're like Wilson from
graceful.
Home Improvement. Like I just see like half of your head at my cubicle.
I can picture it from your perspective now.
I'm just looking up like... I didn't even hear you coming, and it always
gives
me...
Do you have that promo done?
Yes, yeah. He's Wilson from... But, I don't know which is worse, your light ballerina footsteps or Fotch's elephant footsteps.
Just boom,
you can hear
boom.
Him from a mile away, but you can't hear you at all.
This is not Say Something Mean about Fotch.
I'm putting it into perspective. Okay. Which would be better, Katie?
Would you prefer
loud footsteps or Huey's nuts?
I don't know. I mean, the sneaky thing... Which one do you want?
You prefer Fotch's?
Yeah. Well, since when is Katie the referee?
Yeah. She's the tiebreaker.
Maybe try to.
I feel it. Okay. Maybe forecast my coming over to you better.
Tell me.
I should like wave.
I can't see if you wave though.
That's true.
Say Chelsea. I'm
Yeah, but you
over.
Have headphones on. You always have headphones on.
Yeah.
There's no way not to terrify you. So I just stomp.
Text me before
just
you come
stomp.
Over.
Shoot you an IM. Hey.
Oh, yeah, my. Yeah.
Coming
an
over
IM?
To the desk.
Yeah.
AOL.
IM. Fotch and Friends. 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.